do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving, almost live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after, doesn't matter. We're not doing it live. We're recording this a couple hours before our usual time because we're still having fucking internet upload issues, but hopefully those will be resolved by next week. So this is being recorded about an hour and 45 before the actual usual time. So if there's big news that came out and you guys are wondering why we aren't fucking talking about it, it's because we're back in the past.
I haven't been following the news today.
And you're back in the future.
On? Oh, really? Ooh.
Marty! The listeners.
I love those movies.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for... I got to change my whole opening.
Join
us on social media.
I'm sorry. You mentioned Back to the Future. And Back to the Future actually predicted Donald Trump, right? And that we would launched into a dis-fucking-topia. The only thing we don't have is... Hey. We don't have hovering skateboards, hoverboards like they had.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link to help the show, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Oh, Rick Wiles at the big old show.
She knows about this.
Jeez.
God save us.
Oh, I was only half paying attention to the clip I just to the drop I just played
because
I'm dog wrangling at the same time.
Will God save us?
I would think not.
Okay,
since I don't believe that that entity exists.
And what good is he then?
I think that's all the opening. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to Faithless Friday, everybody. Although I did see a headline last night pop up on the HuffPo that made me question my atheism just a little bit.
Which one would that be?
That Trump has coronavirus. Oh.
I was going to say the nation is distraught.
Oh, yes.
And gripped and waiting with bated breath, so hoping that the president will be okay.
I mean, yeah. Maybe he's not lying. Maybe he actually has it.
Well, it shows the state of the state.
To me,
a lot of us who aren't crazy are sitting here thinking, it's possible he's lying about it.
I think he has it. I mean,
I don't think it would behoove him.
I mean, Herman Cain died of it and was at, you know, the same kind of places, right?
I don't think it would. It's part of his vibe to get it.
Right.
You know, his Mr. Strength and I'm not worried and blah, 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 blah. So I would think he probably has it. And he's probably, if we want some schadenfreude out of it, he's shitting his adult diapers.
Yeah. Do you think?
More than usual.
Right. Is Melania offering any kind of comfort or sympathy to POTUS?
This was not part of deal. I was supposed to be protected from virus. This is not part of deal.
It's and she didn't have a mask on at the fucking debate.
Well, right. The both of them.
These people are foul little spreaders.
So sure enough, over to the HuffPo. I mean, the headlines everywhere around the world are that Trump and Melania have tested positive for the COVID. We had a preview, a little opening act when Hope Hicks, they announced that Hope Hicks had tested positive.
Yep.
And she had been working closely with the president.
Were they all obviously. Three in the same hot tub at any point,
Never.
Do you think, Never. On Air Force
One? Well,
who
was the third?
Well, Hope Hicks, Melania, and Trump.
Take that middle one out of there.
Wait, Ivanka.
Over at the HuffPo, Oval Office outbreak, president infected, Biden tests negative.
Yay, that's great news.
Did you see who was trending a little while ago?
Trending on Twitter.
One of our favorites here to play clips of and make fun of.
Oh, shit, is this...
In real English, of which to play clips, and or of whom to play clips for.
Yeah.
Deanna Lorraine.
Oh, yeah.
Deanna Lorraine was actually trending because, let me see if I can
what
get her...
What the fuck did she say?
Her exact quote.
She's insane.
She's wondering... I'm going to find the exact quote, but basically she's wondering, how come none of the top Democrats have been testing positive?
Oh, that's true, Pat. Oh, my God.
There it is. Does anyone else find it odd that no prominent Democrats have had the virus, but the list of Republicans goes on and on?
Jeez. Well, can I answer? Or you could probably answer, right? Well, Democrats wear masks and socially distance.
Oh, she's fighting with Bette Midler.
But they give a fuck. Don't you think that's it? God. What is Bette
this
Midler?
This is very 2020. Deanna Lorraine versus Bette Midler in a tweet war.
You know, Miss Midler or whatever. Listen, you're an esteemed actress, actor. You don't have to fuck with Deanna Lorraine. You know, you really don't. Bette Midler, you don't have to fuck with Deanna Lorraine, man.
Deanna Lorraine tweeted, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, nor George Bush, George W. Bush have wished POTUS and Melania well.
God, you know, Deanna.
And Bette Midler responded, hate to go all school teacher on you, Deanna, but this is not good English. You should say neither Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, nor George W. Bush wish POTUS and Melania well. But why would they? They owe him zero. He's demeaned and dehumanized them for years.
There you go.
And then Deanna Lorraine's amazing response. You will always be known as the discount version of Barbara Streisand.
Oh!
But that's...
Oh!
Well, and completely inaccurate. They're two different genres, I would even argue.
Yes. 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 And
the only thing good about a mask is it will prevent you from singing or shrieking this Christmas season.
Oh, how dare you. Bette Midler is an iconic talent. She was in Beaches. Do you remember Beaches?
Oh, God, these fucking Republicans.
You're the wind beneath my fucking wings. Right?
Well, on Broadway and a bunch of shows on Broadway, she was, wasn't she Mame? She was definitely Dolly in Hello, Dolly in the revivals and shit like
accomplished.
That.
She's a motherfucking icon. I don't even know what Deanna Lorraine
is. Like a legendary cabaret singer for years.
Deanna Lorraine.
Before she... hit it big, and right. Do you remember trivia note? Do you remember who her pianist was in her band that then went on to become quite famous in his own right?
Billy Joel
as a singer songwriter.
Billy Joel.
And
who? John Legend. I don't know, man.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, okay. Well, I was close. Jeez.
So there you go.
God, she brought us Barry Manilow.
Well, I mean, he was, you know,
that's
cool. She brought him, but yeah.
I mean, we're talking about pop, you know, pop music icons. She's been in movies. She's a huge fucking star. And Deanna Lorraine, if I remember correctly, is less than 2% of the vote in the Republican primary and in a congressional race.
And Deanna, you know, she's doing a victory lap. She thinks, oh, I got her. And all the droolers that sit there fapping to Deanna in her tight InfoWars t-shirt now are like, oh, you got her. You got that liberal bitch.
Yeah. You know, you got to change that logo on those InfoWars t-shirts because it looks too much like, you know, like like Black Lives Matter. It looks like that. It's like
the fist.
Yeah, it's a fist, yeah. And you really
maybe it should be rammed up somebody's ass.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We've got so that's the headline. I mean, you know, the headlines are. I don't know what more you could say. Trump's right. Got the COVID.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that's it. I don't know how much more we could.
But it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
Well, I like how I did see a tweet from some conservative suckbilly today that said
suckbilly.
That said they called it the false narrative that Trump called it a hoax.
What?
Their argument is that he was saying the Democrats saying he did a bad job was the hoax.
That, yes. That's
he said
insane.
This is their new hoax.
Oh, I see. I see.
Which he did. But right. What he was referring to,
I mean,
you know, I would think he's probably referring to the.
Listen, this president is a tremendous fucking jackhole. And, you know, he can go fuck himself. I don't believe in karma and that shit. There's nothing up there in the sky. There's no spirit force manipulating the universe. There's just bullshit going on, you know? But, like, whatever. Yeah. Fuck him.
Trump poll watcher kicked out of election office in Philly.
Oh, shit.
You can't just walk in and declare yourself a poll watcher.
I think he asked
people. It does
people,
not work that way.
Bullshit. The president told people to go to Philly, didn't he?
But it doesn't work that way. You can't just waddle in. To the polling place, yes. and demand to be a poll watcher. Right. That ain't how it works. Right. You got to sign up and be waddle. Vetted and shit.
everybody waddles. Waddlers.
He called this asshole. This Trump retweeted this. This asshole Mary Vaught is. I don't know who the fuck she is. She writes for the New York Post, Fox News.
Yes,
pro-life voices. Trump poll watcher kicked out of election office in Philly. This office just so happens to. Oh, listen to this. This office just so happens to be run by the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which is funded by the Zuckerbergs.
Damn!
To the tune of $250 million. Why do they fear transparency? You can't have people just walk in, you assholes.
Yeah.
This is, again, we talked about this a little bit on yesterday's truncated show.
Yes.
These white people think that they can be the police of anybody they want to be.
They do. They think they're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights that mean more than other people's fucking rights. Like they're God. You just walk in.
Trump's campaign is threatening to sue over Philly election officers. The Trump campaign said a poll watcher was, quote, kicked out of a Philly election office, but no poll watchers have been registered yet. And election offices is not a polling place.
Yeah.
You don't get to walk into the offices of some place.
Right.
It's not how it works.
Yeah. And again, the people, you've talked about this. You worked an election, right?
Yes.
And the people that work those elections
in Chicago.
Yes. Don't they know what they're doing year after year? Those people that actually work.
What level?
What is that? What do you mean by that?
What level do they know what they're doing? Like the bosses of the election that are running it and everything? Or do you mean the people like the poll workers?
The people actually, the poll workers.
No.
They do, though.
No.
They don't?
Not always. I told you my issue.
Well, that's different.
I had to disqualify a number of ballots because
cheating is different.
Well, they didn't cheat. They were dumb. They forgot to initial the ballots.
Right.
And then.
But they knew what they were asking you to do was wrong.
Afterwards.
After you told them it was wrong.
When they said, well, why can't I just initial them now? And I said, because that's the whole point is someone could have walked in and dropped 50 ballots in there that right. weren't initialed.
Right.
That's the whole issue. I have to challenge those. And they got all pissed at me.
Right. Well, shit, man. I don't.
And I was like, well, this is why I'm here.
Will you go
I
work?
I was real poll watch.
Go work down there. Don't go work down there. You'll get. God. Everybody should be mailing in their vote. And we should have an app on our phone, dude, where you can vote through an app for every election. Right?
I mean, ideally, something like that. Yeah.
Simple. An app.
The offices opened on Tuesday.
Yes.
And allow people to register to vote, apply for mail-in ballots, and fill them out all in the same visit.
But they're not considered polling places where poll watchers would be traditionally stationed. So they're trying to intimidate people from registering is what they're trying to do.
I see. I mean, that's insane. What crime can you commit when you're registering to vote, or what can
you're registering for the 15th time? But,
okay, let's say that was the case. How would that dumb fucking poll watcher even know that?
Well, if they're black.
Oh, that's then right.
Then they're obviously voting for Biden.
Are they
Are they looks like a liberal.
Are they profiling?
That's all they do.
Yeah, you're right.
A letter sent late Tuesday night by a lawyer representing the campaign. You know, they've got to be a top-notch lawyer that works for the campaign. Insisted that the campaign has a legal right to observe the voting process in the Democratic City's satellite election offices. So they're only sending these thugs to go fuck with people in where they're, the Democrats are obviously going to kick his ass in the election.
Well, what do people like that, what do they say to the deal about, was it South Carolina or North Carolina? The Republicans were doing all kinds of crazy things with the ballots. I mean, they were filling people's ballots out for them.
Oh, that was that dude in South Carolina.
South Carolina. I mean, that's insane. But that's a Republican thing.
Well, yeah, that was widespread.
And this poll watching thing is voter intimidation, but it's also suppression.
And they're lying about the mail-in ballot thing when Trump was saying they, you know, a bunch were found in a thrown out in a dumpster. Well, yeah, that's true. The reason they were thrown out in the dumpster is because the Republicans sued in that state to make sure that any mail-in ballot that didn't have the security secret condom sleeve over it positioned in the exact right direction.
That's right.
Could be counted.
Oh, yes.
And needed to be discarded. So they found 7 of those ballots that were received that didn't have
The
sleeve, so they threw them out per the Republicans.
That's
law.
Them.
Yes,
but they found that Trump. They were
Trump. They were Trump votes, so now they got to squeal bloody murder. Claim that there's fraud when it was the process working the way they wanted it to.
You know, the founding fathers should have really thought about what kind of racist man, baby, rapey children. They didn't foresee one of the parties turning into this. They didn't foresee this. Like, I thought the Constitution was supposed to protect us from takeover from some fucking tyrant. Isn't that the deal?
Well, in theory.
So what?
Well, that's when Congress is supposed to step in. But you've got Mitch McConnell, who is tyrant curious.
Yeah, I tell you, we got to fix this shit.
Election lawyers say there's no right in Pennsylvania law, even for a certified poll watcher, to observe inside an election office when someone is registering to vote.
Go home, dickheads.
Or applying for a mail-in ballot. You can't do that.
And these are the worst people that you want out and about right now. You know they aren't masking up. You know they're spreading droplets.
The governor's top elections official, Secretary of State, Kathy Buchvar. B-O-O-C-K-V-A-R, Buchvar, echoed that stance, saying that the Trump campaign's claims about a legal right are completely inaccurate.
Okay.
Let's translate that. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
There was some disinformation put out last night, she said, referring to comments Trump made in the in the debate.
Right.
He claimed that some of his poll watchers were, remember he said they were thrown out. Poll watchers are being thrown out.
Right.
What poll? There's no polls open.
They're watching people register to vote, and they're doing exactly what they're looking for, people of color.
All right, we're going to go to every house and watch you fill out your mail-in ballot. It's our right.
Oh my God. Now it's not like when he was president, when he started, he was always emboldening these people. But now it's different.
Now he's deputizing.
He's just telling them to go do wacky shit. And guess what? They do it.
Oh, in fact, Buchvar.
Wacko.
Hey, Twinkle Toes. Buchvar just fell off the chair. Buchvar even said poll watchers have no rights to come into our house, sit in our kitchen table while we vote, nor do they have the ability to go into our county elections offices to watch people vote.
Yeah. It's insane. It's crazy. We can't exist like this. We can't live in a world where these maggots think they're empowered by man baby to walk around and fuck with people.
Right.
That's the, you know, unacceptable. God.
And NBC Philadelphia put out a primer on poll watching and said, yes, there's been a lot of talk about poll watchers for the upcoming election. Not just anyone can be a poll watcher. There are very clear rules as to how they work.
Okay.
But we know Republicans and rules. They don't give a fuck about it.
No, please.
Parties and candidates are allowed to appoint watchers who can observe the polling place where they live or another polling place in that county. But the process requires credentials from the counties.
Okay.
The election code does not necessarily define what the credentials look like, but in most counties, when a candidate or blah, 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 submits a request, yeah, they submit a list of individuals they want to have watcher certificates.
And it's not just a bunch of dumb fucking rednecks in pickup trucks with MAGA flags flying out of the flatbed, right?
The county
it's not
issue,
that.
Right.
I just drove up. I just stopped me at the to pick up some Chick-fil-A.
I got four guns on me.
And I saw this polling place, and I've decided to be a poll watcher for 10 or 15 minutes.
Pow, 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 pow.
There's a black one. You're illegal.
Shoot first, vote second.
Then the county issues a formal certificate on letterhead giving the name of the poll watcher registered with the county.
Okay.
Poll workers inside the polling place are trained to accept those credentials and let registered poll watchers do their job.
Right. It's not just a bunch of yahoos.
But a county satellite office where you can register to vote is not a polling place. You can't walk in there and stare at people while they are filling out voter registration or asking for mail-in ballots.
But this never happens. This usually doesn't happen. Why is it happening now?
You know what they wanted to do? They wanted to say, why are you getting a mail-in ballot? You have to have a reason.
Who the fuck are you?
Well, they're poll watchers.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Trump poll watcher.
Go fuck yourself. Watch this poll, redneck.
Yeah, here's a poll for you. Anti-democracy asshole. Thug.
Why do you hate Antifa? Anti-fascist. Anti-fascist.
Well, we know why.
That's
they
a
hate
good thing.
Anti-fascists.
Because they're fascists.
So, I mean, but there it is starting right away.
Oh, yeah.
Cheating. Intimidation.
Right.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Gleeful news shortly after yesterday's show.
Corona.
No. That Jacob Wall.
Yes.
And what's his fucking name? Berkman.
Benjamin. Yes.
Jack Berkman have now been charged with four felony counts each of voter suppression in Michigan for some ridiculous robocalls they put together.
Oh, God.
That were basically intimidating people to not go out and vote.
Dude, those robocalls were insane. Very scary.
This is Associated Press. Two notorious conservative operatives were charged Thursday with felonies in connection with false robocalls aiming to dissuade residents in Detroit and other U.S. cities from voting by mail.
Yeah.
Jacob Wall, 22. Jack Berkman, 54.
Yes.
I don't want your newsletter. Thank you.
Right.
For the pop-up.
They're like Obi-Wan and Anakin.
The calls falsely warned residents in majority black areas.
Yeah.
That in at least four other states that voting by mail in the November 3rd election could subject them to arrest.
Oh,
debt
yeah,
collection
yeah.
And forced vaccination. Remember
oh, yeah,
that one?
Yeah.
You're going to be on a list and they're going to force vaccines on you.
Stop being cunts.
The men who have a history of staging hoaxes, spreading false smears against prominent Democrats and government officials are not yet in custody. No date for their arraignment has been set.
Right, right.
The attorney general said her office would be working with local law enforcement to secure the appearances if necessary.
Absolutely.
In other words, they'll go get the fuckers.
Shouldn't they get in trouble for trying to smear Elizabeth Warren with that punch fucking scandal that she was like, they said she was hooking up with sailors, and while they had
some marine or
coitus,
something,
they would hit each other in the face.
A judge found probable cause on Thursday to support the charges,
yes,
which carry the potential for years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines upon conviction.
Damn!
Computer charges, which is like committing these over a computer for some reason. It's a different law.
That sounds like
computer charges carry up to 7 years apiece.
Oh.
While the election law violations could bring up to five.
What did they want to accomplish with all this? Just spectacle? Was that the idea?
No, they're trying to keep people from, they're trying to scare black people to keep them from voting so Trump wins Michigan.
Are they, is Trump paying Jacob Wall?
Don't bury that in our wires. Thank you. Berkman is, I think Berkman was, his dad was, or Jacob Wall's dad was connected in some way to the campaign.
Right.
Like he's a lawyer or something.
Yeah, yeah.
The attorney general's office warned the public at the time about the calls, launched an investigation in August after thousands of Detroit residents received them. Wall and Berkman both denied involvement at the time, of course.
Oh, yes. But they always do a bad job of covering their tracks, right?
They're morons. Yeah. The AG said the investigation found that Berkman and Wall created and funded the robocalls in an attempt to deter voters of color from participating.
That's illegal.
85,000 calls were believed to have been made across the nation. She said nearly 12,000 residents in the 313 Detroit zip code alone.
You're an asshole, both of you.
And similar calls blanketing urban pockets in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, New York. She encouraged anyone who's received that call to file a complaint with her office.
These people are insane, man. These people are nuts.
Michigan is a key battleground, blah, blah, blah. The caller identified herself as part of Project 1559, said they're a group founded by Wall and Berkman. The calls falsely claim that voting by mail would result in personal information going into databases that will be used by the police to resolve old warrants, credit card companies to collect debt, and federal officials to track mandatory vaccines. Don't be finessed into giving your private information to the man. Beware of vote by mail, it said.
Force vaccinations in a world.
The Secretary of State said it's an unconscionable, indefensible, blatant attempt to lie to citizens about their rights to vote.
Yeah. And these guys are tremendous fucking cunts, and they've done it over and over again. Just assholes.
Berkman and Wall made a name for themselves orchestrating political dirty tricks and hoaxes, including spreading false rumors of sexual misconduct by Robert Mueller and Pete Buttigieg.
Yes.
Buttigieg. Last month, the Washington Post was duped into falsely reporting that FBI agents conducted a raid at Berkman's home, which was actually a stage event featuring actors, remember, that they hired on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They found the emails or something.
No, the one of the actors for the day... when they said, we're not paying you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was supposed to be $400 cash. And then after they did these scenes of this faux raid on Berkman's house that they directed and shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Wall said to them, well, actually, we can't pay you cash. But if you just give us your email and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll send you the money. You know they'd never, ever see that money.
Why didn't you pay them? Just pay them
They paid the price because...
Stupid fuckheads.
One of the actors was pissed off and looked into these guys and figured out who they were and was like, this is obviously bullshit.
Oh, my God.
So he went to the...
they are dumb fucks.
He went to the press.
Evil little fucking dumb fucks.
Last year, a Michigan college student said the duo recruited him to falsely claim he was raped by Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
And then published the smear without the student's permission. He didn't say yes. And they went and did it, remember?
Yeah.
And he came out and said, this is a lie. I never agreed to this.
Because they think, right, that as long as it gets out there, that's all that matters.
Yes.
Because the story will live on the shittiest websites on the planet.
And the shittiest people in the of the shittiest people. They're not, you can't.
That's all that matters.
The facts don't matter. When they say, well, you know, they were caught trying to pay a guy to pretend he was raped by Buttigieg.
That's the mainstream media. You're believing they actually caught that guy.
Got it. You really don't have, like, if you're an evangelical homophobic asshole, I mean, do you really need help finding reasons to not like gay people?
Are you right?
I mean, they've got that down. Stupid.
So that was good news yesterday.
Yeah, that's funny.
These fucking morons.
Womp womp.
Jacob Wall and this Berkman guy. The Berkman guy became famous as a alleged former detective or something who had decided to take it upon himself to investigate and unravel the Hillary's personal killing of Seth Rich, stalking him in the park at 3 a.m. in Washington, D.C. and leaping out of a bush
shooting
him.
God.
Because he had the audacity to steal the emails and give them to WikiLeaks.
Right, right.
None of which is true.
Yes.
And the parents tried suing
these
assholes and saying, stop it.
Right.
Stop it. Our son was killed, you know, in a botched robbery, they think.
Fox even told Hannity to stop talking about this.
Yeah. So
these are just
thoughts
bottom.
And prayers to not only Trump and Melania, but to Jacob and Jack Berkman.
Yes.
Maybe they'll be in a cell together and they can hang out
and
smear each other.
Right. Smear this.
Smear this on each other. It's Faithless Friday, but it's a short show, so Jesus. I don't really have a lot of specific Jesus-y stuff, because
there's
other stuff I do want to get to. For example, we have utterly no doubt what this person's kind of reaction would be to what's going on. Here you go. This needs no introduction.
Okay.
These mellifluous tones.
Perfect.
This is from Right Wing Watch, of course.
Right.
More than likely, your president of the United States, who fucking has God-tier genetics, okay? I don't care what you say.
God-tier genetics.
Like,
he's God-level. Yeah.
is he talking about the president with the corona?
Yeah. God-level, God-level genetics, man.
Oh, God.
You can't grow man tits like that without really great genes.
I got deity-level deity DNA.
More than likely, your president of the United States, who fucking has...
This is, if you're just tuning in first time, thanks for joining us. This is Brendan Dilley.
He fucking...
Former YouTuber. Now, right. I don't know where. He posts his shit on Parler and on his website.
He's a raconteur.
Kicked off of Twitter, off Facebook.
Yeah.
He does a daily video show like we do an audio show.
Yes.
And he is also a life coach.
Right.
Just that's how he
and if you
bills
just,
himself.
Yeah. And if you're just listening to Brendan Dilley for the first time in the clip we're playing, you'll understand right away why he makes a great life coach.
States who fucking has God tier genetics. OK, I don't care what you say. That dude's got God tier genetics. OK, his kids are always healthy. They're all strong, tall, no deformities, nothing going on. All right. He's a rock solid people. President Donald J. Trump. He's been your president 3.5 years. He's been camped.
Except they're certifiable morons.
Right. Right.
They're dumb.
And I might take
and
issue.
Worthless and parasites.
And Eric. I mean, what about Eric that Eric's not, you know, is that
well, apparently
going on?
Eric's aunt ascribes to your theory that he's the dumbest Trump.
Oh,
I still think Don Jr. is the dumbest.
Off.
But part of those Mary Trump tapes where she recorded her aunt, Trump's sister, talking about what an asshole he is,
but
included her saying,
yes.
Eric's a moron.
Well, but Don Jr. tracked a sheep in the middle of Siberia.
No, they both did. Oh, no, Don Jr. was doing the sheep. Yeah, the sheep trip, I think.
Yeah, do you think he
remember,
tracked-
you could win.
Oh, yes.
You could win or buy a spot to, like, for 10 grand, you could go kill innocent animals with Don Jr.
But was he able to use his tracking skills to find the sheep? Did he or someone finds?
You mean the GPS that they dart the drugged up animal with, so that some mediocre white man can get a hard on, thinking he's running through the Serengeti in a loincloth and he's about to save the village.
The sheep is like, I've been lowjacked.
Deformities, nothing going on, all right? These are rock solid people.
God.
President Donald J. Trump, he's been your president 3.5 years. He's been campaigning for like, I don't even know how long.
3.5 years. He's done no presidenting.
He's
all
rock
he's
solid.
Done is campaign.
He's rock solid.
I'm rock solid talking about it.
Yeah.
President Donald J. Trump. He's been your president 3.5 years. He's been campaigning for like, I don't even know how long, what, another 2 years on top of that. You've never seen him sick. You've never seen him like without energy. So just remember, President Trump is not somebody that's walking around with weak ass pussy fucking dreads, right? He ain't got those liberal genes. Okay, I gotta replay that.
Weak ass pussy.
Is not somebody that's walking around with weak ass pussy fucking genetics, all right? He ain't got those liberal genes, okay?
Yeah.
These are like God tier genetics, up top fucking one percentile genetics. So don't even sweat that shit.
It's not a cult at all.
Don't even
right?
sweat that
shit. Don't even sweat that shit. It's not a cult at all.
Don't even sweat that weak ass pussy genetics.
So don't even sweat that shit. Part of what makes President Trump special is that we finally have somebody we can build legend around.
Legend around.
That you can lie about.
Right.
And you're...
Well, you can turn him into a legend.
You're essentially admitting that you're creating a false narrative about this scumbag.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can build legend around him. No, they would build their own legend.
Yeah, you're right. We can
They're
turn
a legend
into...
for a reason, not... We can Velcro some legend shit onto him.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. Either Brendan Dilley sees Trump as someone his side can use, or that he is an instrument of this, you know, God tier, genetically modified rapist fuck or something.
Where did they use terms about superior genetics before and a master race and top tier?
Oh God.
Jeez.
I don't know, Pat.
Here's the rest of this.
We finally have somebody we can build legend around. And you need that in culture. You need legend. All right? And so far, President Trump has dispatched the Russians. He's dispatched China. He's dispatched North Korea. He's dealt with the Iranians. He whacked ISIS. He destroyed the deep state. He destroyed Obama. He destroyed Clinton. All these people tried to fight him. He beat all of them so far. He beat Mueller. He beat the FBI. He beat the CIA. Do I need to keep going? He's going to add coronavirus to the list of legendary feats.
But it's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Brendan Dilley's like, remember, he's like, I'm not wearing a fucking mask. This is a hoax. It only hits old people and sick people. Now it's going to be a legendary feat if Trump beats coronavirus.
Right, right, right. I mean, it's whatever.
Cartoonish.
It's whatever right-wing nut job brain jujitsu you have to do to keep sucking the dick of this lunatic fascist. Whatever. It's just like the fucking flu. It's no big deal.
God-tier genetics.
Yeah, that's insane. Very, very Hitler-y. Very creepy, Brendan. There's my life coach was on a podcast, on his podcast today, talking about God-tier genetics. Ooh.
Oh, God, Deanne Lorraine. I shortchanged everybody on this.
Yeah. She bananas.
I'm just going to, this is just tweeted. I'm just going to say what we're all thinking.
Okay.
we'll put a pause on that right there.
Trump was fine until the debate where they set up microphones and podiums for him.
Oh, yes.
Incubation period is usually 2 to 3 days. He tests positive a couple days after the debate. I put nothing past the left. All caps. Nothing. Yeah, you're right. There was a little jizzinator embedded in the microphone.
Oh yeah,
that squirted it into his mouth every time he talked.
The microphone had a device that delivered the virus to our president.
What a fucking moron!
No, that makes perfect sense. Jeez.
CNN, she retweeted a tweet that says, Donald Trump has several risk factors for more severe COVID-19 symptoms, including his age and body mass index.
Oh!
That's why Ellie Mastal tweeted earlier something to the effect of, imagine Donald Trump sitting at home in quarantine, watching TV and seeing every major network calling him fat.
Doesn't Trump understand that this is just part of the herd mentality?
It's the herd mentality.
That's what this is, right?
COVID-19 body mass index. Men are also more likely to suffer severe illness from coronavirus than women. Deanna Loren retweeted that and said, look at them celebrating.
That's crazy.
Look at them celebrating already. When he beats this, will you all admit you were wrong? What? Wrong about what? He has risk factors. That's a fact. He's old and fat, Deanna.
You can see it. He's obese.
Yeah. Then she tweeted the one we talked about earlier, which is, does anyone else find it odd that no prominent Democrats have had the virus, but the list of Republicans goes on and on. Man, she's embracing InfoWars.
Yeah. How long ago was it that he took that clandestine trip to Walter Reed?
Oh, right. A year ago.
I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with this.
What's more useless, Joe Biden or masks, she tweeted. God. Oh, she's so brilliant.
That's hilarious. Gosh.
And then she tweeted, I am the most anti-feminist woman on the planet. Just... I don't.
What do I do with that?
In response to what we don't know.
Yeah, do we clap for you or what do you want? What am I supposed to do with that? Here, let me put a note here. Okay.
Right Wing Watch says there's a lot of competition for that title, most anti-feminist woman. But Lorraine did recently urge women to vote for Trump the way they would, quote, choose a boyfriend or husband, by selecting someone tough and strong who may be a little bit of an a-hole sometimes.
Oh, yes. Remember that? Oh, right. I do remember that.
Earlier this year, she portrayed her run for the seat held by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as a David and Goliath battle. David had a rock and was in on the field. You weren't on the field, sweetheart. You were a flea on David's balls.
Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, you lunatic. I don't even know what you are. What is she?
Nothing. She's a fabulist. A YouTube personality.
She's
not
an
even
influencer.
She's a Republican nut job.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure she thinks she's a journalist.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
she's
like,
the meteor.
What's her face?
Oh yeah, from
the QAnon.
Right.
Liz Crokin.
Right.
I'm a journalist.
Right. I thought you were gonna say from OAN.
Oh sure, why not? Yeah. Chanel Rion.
Oh, Chanel Rion. Too. Wee wee.
When her race failed,
yes,
spectacularly, I'll editorialize.
Damn.
She took to promoting herself via online videos and spreading COVID-19 conspiracies.
Jeez.
She got a visible boost in April when Trump retweeted her call to fire Fauci.
Oh my God.
In April, she said she's not buying that COVID-19 disproportionately harms Black Americans. But then she says, if it were, it might be because Black people are ignoring public health guidelines and have house parties and barbecues
and
crawfish boils. We played that clip too.
I forgot about that.
It's because all those Blacks are having house parties and barbecues and shit.
How does Trump fit? Trump has coronavirus.
With grape knee high.
How does Trump feel about Fauci now? And does he feel differently?
We still disagree. I disagree with him. But I disagree with him.
Has it?
Well, yeah, we don't know if he'll be symptomatic or not.
Oh, I thought he was. I thought.
No, he just they tested him. And it could take days or weeks for symptoms to appear.
Right.
If he's going to get them, he may not. He may be asymptomatic.
He's doing these rallies,
which we'll never hear the end of if he gets the COVID and then doesn't even get a sniffle.
Oh, my God.
That'll be you'll be hearing the sound of jizz hitting the walls.
Oh yeah, yeah. But he can
around,
still spread it, and
thunder.
People.
Is there an earthquake?
God,
no. Trump beat the COVID.
Right.
The Republicans are fapping.
Yes, but you can still spread it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Let's see. We got a few more minutes left here on the another shortened version of the Crab Diving podcast.
That's right, Pat.
We could do longer, but it's the upload issue and stuff like that.
Yeah. We live in a third world country
and we have jobs and shit that we have to do in the mornings.
Right.
So we can't just tape any fucking time we want to.
I think the internet is worse at night.
Maybe they're working on it more at night.
Oh yeah.
Possibly.
It's nice that they're working on it. Thank you guys. Take your time.
Also ringing in.
Yes.
On, how the president might have gotten the COVID is half of the usual super duo on the McFiles of Chris McDonald and firefighter prophet Mark Taylor.
Just colossal dumb fucks.
But this is Chris McDonald all by his lonesome.
Oh, shit.
Han Solo.
Chris McDonald on the Shelby is going bad shit. He
Friday.
Up on the screen, he has, it says, tonight, Flotus and I tested positive. This is Trump's tweet. This is how the announcement. Tonight, Flotus and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. Mm-hmm. We will go through this, all caps, together, exclamation point. Wrong.
Right. Right.
I'm sure.
What? Why would we all go through this?
Milan is nowhere near him.
He hasn't, you know, he hasn't visited anybody with this. I mean, not that you should, but he hasn't talked to any people that lost family members. He hasn't reached out to anyone.
Well, and why would anyone think, like Deanna, that Democrats should be catching it? Who are they going to catch it from? Democrats are wearing masks and socially distancing. Pelosi didn't want Congress to come back.
Right. She gives
and
a
wouldn't
fuck.
Allow them to come back while Mitch McConnell was ordering all the older waddlers of the Senate to show up.
Get out there and vote. That they just think, oh, you know, as long as you vote. I mean, you can get it and you can die, but we want to appoint some shitbag judge.
Well, and you can vote remotely. They could vote to vote remotely.
Why don't they?
There's no rule that says that they have to be in the fucking room.
He's just a fuckhead. He's an evil little asshole.
Chris McDonald.
Biden don't want the debate. They didn't want the second debates. Now they've got a reason to not have the debates. And again, folks, I don't know. And if somebody's asking, and
here we go,
you're asking, do you think Democratic spread the COVID-19 so he could get it? Look, I don't know. Normally, I would say no. I would think they would not do something as evil and wicked as that. But this bunch, I ain't gonna say they would. I don't know that. I don't have any proof they did.
There you go.
God
so
damn.
this is.
Normally, I'd say no.
Oh, I should call this up. I'm gonna have time. Fuck.
I mean, the musings here are crazy.
There was a great SmackDown yesterday of
normally
one of the Trump toadies, Steve Cortez, on I think it was MSNBC with Eamon Moyaldeen.
Okay,
and Eamon body slammed. Then shit on his face. Ooh. Then pushed him down the hill, threw him in the river. This guy, and everyone was saying yesterday, where was this 3.5-4 years ago? This
right.
is how all of the Trump scum should have been treated, with their lies and bullshit and dirty tricks and schoolyard bully tactics. They should have been calling these fuckers out.
Yeah.
Moyaldeen at the end ends up saying he cuts him off and he says, all right, we're done. You can come back when you have some evidence.
Quit lying to me.
Right.
I'm a fucking journalist.
He went after him for the debate, for the campaign, retweeting that bullshit about Joe Biden being wired.
That's
with
crazy.
A picture of his crucifix or his rosary hanging from his wrist circled. Like, there's part of the wire, obviously.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. We didn't finish Chris McDonald.
Normally, I would say no. I would think that they would not do something as evil and wicked as that. But this bunch, I ain't going to say they would. I don't know. I don't have any proof they did.
I'm sorry.
But
his accent is killing me. It is. So crazy.
I'm not going to say they would.
It's like trails. Like,
that's got to be like, that's Appalachia, right? That's like West Virginia, Tennessee,
right.
Kentucky.
He's been inside a relative.
But I will tell you this, wouldn't put it past him. This throws a monkey wrench into everything, guys. I'm telling you, you mark my word, they're going to try to cancel these next two debates. And the reason I know President Trump won the debate, despite all this Tuesday night, is that the first thing out of the left's mouth Wednesday morning is let's cancel the two debates.
Nobody
I didn't
literally
see that.
Said that. In fact, everybody on the left was like, Trump did such a bed-shitting job. Let's have five debates. Let's have more.
Let's have more debates.
There was nobody. The next day, the Biden campaign said, we're going to do the next two debates. The next day.
Right,
so this shithead is full of shit.
Even Fox admitted Trump lost those
debates.
There
were people
right?
who said, basically, why are we bothering with these if yeah. this is what it's going to be?
Well, I mean...
I mean, that was their... They're like, we might as well cancel them. I did hear people say that. But nobody was the left was not saying, oh, my God, we got to cancel these because Trump wiped the floor with Biden.
No, it's more like Darth Vader's running for president. And, you know, it's Trump is an existential threat. Everybody has pretty much made up their minds, I would think.
Yeah.
Unless they're...
Yeah, oh yeah. There's so few people that are on the fence.
Who's on? I want to talk to those people. Who is still on the fence?
I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm still like
Oh, go vote for JoJo.
Is it the first thing out of the left's mouth Wednesday morning is let's cancel the two debates? So, now, think about this. They're screaming don't debate Wednesday. 2 days later, your president comes up with COVID-19 along with the first lady. It don't seem right to me. And I'm not... I don't have any proof, but it sure does. It just stinks.
Well,
I don't have any proof. And this is what that Steve Cortez guy did and where Eamon called him out. He was like, well, you know, he basically said, well, you know, it's what people are saying. He pulled the some people are saying
he
bullshit. and Eamon Moyle-Dean was having none of it.
Right.
Now I got to find it.
Trump got coronavirus because he hangs out with no mask on around a bunch of people. He's not properly social distancing.
Right.
He's a science denier. I mean, of course this shit happens.
Why are you putting that false ad on there? First, regarding the ad, I have not seen... This is the first time I've seen that, so I can't comment on it.
So he's calling him out on the false ad of Biden wearing a wire.
Yeah.
They're running ads on Facebook.
Oh, my
Biden
God.
Biden is wearing a wire.
First, regarding the ad, I have not seen... This is the first time I've seen that, so I can't comment on it. If you had apprised me that we were going to discuss this, I would have been briefed on that.
It's there. It's there on your screen. Tens of thousands of dollars in swing states.
Frankly, I'm not going to take your word for it, Eamon, and I'm not going to take MSNBC's word for it. I don't know if what you're presenting on the screen is accurate. Okay, well, I don't know that, and I don't know the context of it, okay?
It's the Facebook ad library.
Well, I don't know that. And you know what? I'm not willing to take your word for it, quite frankly. So I'd be happy to
take my word for it
and then come back to you. You're trying to engage in a gotcha moment. You want me to say something about an ad when I had no idea. I've never seen the ad. I don't even know if it's our ad.
No, gotcha, sir. You're raising questions about a sitting member of Congress, and I'm asking you questions about...
Oh, he earlier goes after the thing that he says... is, well, people are saying, he goes after Ilhan Omar and says there's questions about her citizenship.
Right.
You know, there's still questions about
shit,
her.
Yes.
There's no questions. She's a naturalized citizen.
Right.
She's a citizen and a member of Congress.
Yes, she's just not white.
And Eamon pounced on him. So that's what he's talking about.
Nice.
That's what he's referring to. He didn't let this fuck get away with that at all. Oh, God, I hit
God,
the
that's
button.
Awesome.
Wait, there's more.
But you're right. Where was this 3 years ago?
Fucking,
you know?
Braga. Let me try this part.
Presidency and during this campaign.
You know, there's no evidence that she illegally immigrated here when she came into this country. You're just throwing that out there without any evidence.
I didn't say evidence. I said questions.
Okay. Let's talk a bit about some of the statements you've been.
There's questions. I didn't say there's any evidence, but crazy racists have questions about it.
Because she is brown.
Right.
That's it.
Say evidence. I said questions.
Okay. Let's talk a bit about some of the statements you've been making, because they are a little bit questionable, and certainly the campaign as well. We're just learning from the Facebook political ad library. The Trump campaign spent tens of thousands of dollars.
Okay, so that's where we pick that up. Let me skip forward a little.
He's like, it's from your ad library.
Said this is entirely made up, and yet your comments were used to misinform millions of people on Fox News before the debate. Watch this.
Look, they agreed to the ear inspection. It's simple. It would have been by a third party, not by us. And then they went back on it. Why? I don't know. I mean, they'll have to explain it.
They didn't.
Did they?
No.
Oh, my God.
The Biden campaign is like, there was never any agreement to have their ears inspected. And why did Biden back out? So then all of a sudden, some Trump toad at the campaign said, let me look in his ears. Biden's like, fuck you.
Get the fuck away
from
me.
Get away from me. Right. Yeah. So this is this guy on Fox on the phone yesterday.
Yeah.
The day before saying, look, there was a deal. There was a look. They agreed to the ear inspection. They agreed.
Right.
They did not.
Well,
and then they went back on it. Why? I don't know. I mean, they'll have to explain that.
Again, the Biden campaign said this is false and it's ridiculous. I'm giving you a chance now. Do you apologize for misleading millions of people about making that false statement?
I didn't mislead anybody.
So you're still, hold on, let me ask you this.
Give me your proof. Give me your proof that it's false.
Give me your proof that it's false.
Oh my God.
A one of the most moronic.
Yes, that is insane.
Logical fallacies.
I'm putting myself in Biden's shoes and somebody waddles over and they're like, I want to stick my finger in your ear. Go fuck yourself.
I'm not mislead anybody.
So you're still, hold on, let me ask you this.
Give me your proof that it's false.
No, that's not how it works. You don't make a false statement and say, prove to me that it's not false. I'm asking you a simple statement.
No, I didn't make a false statement. Hold on, I'm attacking the premise of your question.
Hold on. Your campaign put out a statement saying that there was an agreement that Biden would agree to an inspection of an earpiece. Who made that agreement?
The agreement was made between the campaigns.
Where? Provide the evidence. Who told you?
I don't know.
Who told you?
I don't know.
You don't know.
No. Hold on. I don't know where the agreement was made.
No, I don't care about where it's made. Who made it? Who in your campaign made that agreement?
Our campaign negotiating team of attorneys in conjunction with the Biden campaign. Give us a name so we can follow it up.
Give us a name.
God damn.
He can't because he's lying. Because there was no agreement. So if there was an agreement, he would know as a high-ranking official in the campaign, he would know about that agreement. He could say, it was John Smith who talked to the Trump or the Biden campaign.
Yeah, and you know what, dude?
But he can't.
Yeah. Hey, take your little fascist ball sack and go to Fox News. OAN.
Yeah, this is the people are saying bullshit. And then when you say who?
Right.
Who said that?
Well, a negotiating team.
Remember, that's how they got Trump. Was it Chris Wallace? Wasn't it when Trump said, "Well, everybody's saying," Chris Wallace said, "Who? Who says that?" It was one of them. No, it was Jonathan Swan, the Axios.
Oh yeah,
remember
the
Axios guy who was like, "Who? Who says that?"
Yeah,
everyone says it. Who?
What?
Who says that?
Negotiating team of attorneys in conjunction with the Biden campaign and
give us a name so we can follow it up. Give us a name.
It's an entire team.
You can't give me one name of that. You can't give me a name of one person on your team who made that agreement.
Damon, it's an entire team of people, but you just called me a liar on national television.
Yes.
Right. Well, you are
accurate.
And
that's the first true thing you've said.
The agreement. Someone emailed it to them. Someone had to have emailed a document, an agreement.
Right.
There would have to be.
Well, right.
And there would be a record of it.
Right. And give us a name and we'll follow up. We'll follow up with that person and they can say we had the agreement with this or here's the email that we traded.
Right. And if you can't reproduce the agreement, then what good is your agreement anyway?
Right.
It's nuts.
These Republicans.
The point of having an agreement is that when someone says something like that, you can say, "Here it is. Here's the agreement."
One name of that. You can't give me a name of one person on your team who made that agreement.
Damon, it's an entire team of people, but you just called me a liar on national television, and you have zero evidence that I'm a liar.
Put out a statement. Your Trump campaign put out a statement saying that Joe Biden agreed to an earpiece inspection before the debate. All I'm asking you, where did you get that information from internally from with your campaign? Give me a name. You're buying ads. You're doctoring photos of putting earpiece.
Yeah, he put an earpiece. They took one of the iPod earphone and put it in his ear.
Like with Photoshop?
Yeah.
Come on. Was it a good Photoshop?
No, not great.
Debate. All I'm asking you. Where did you get that information from internally from with your campaign? Give me a name. You're buying ads. You're doctoring photos of putting earpieces in the candidate's ear. That's a fake advertisement. I'm asking you, where are you getting that information from? Why are you putting that false ad on there?
First, regarding the ad, I have not seen this. Is the first time I've seen that, so I can't comment on it. If you had apprised me that we were going to discuss this, I would have been treated on
that.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
And frankly, I'm not going to take your word for it, Eamon, and I'm not going to take MSNBC's word for it. I don't know if the Trump campaign ad from Facebook is accurate. Okay, well, I don't know that, and
it's
I don't know the Trump ad library.
It's the Facebook ad library.
Well, I don't know that, and you know what? I'm not willing to take your word for it, quite frankly. I'd be happy.
Oh boy, he really told Eamon. Here's all the evidence. Here's the proof. I don't believe you.
Well, why doesn't he just take out his smartphone and look?
Because you're the lamestream media and you hate Trump.
I'll take my word for it and then come back to you. You're trying to engage in a gotcha moment. You want me to say something about
an
ad when I had no idea. I've never seen the ad. I don't even know if it's our ad.
No, gotcha, sir. You're raising questions about a sitting member of Congress, and I'm asking you questions about what your campaign is doing. I'll give you a chance to go back, prepare for this interview next time with what your campaign is doing.
I'm very prepared for this interview.
You don't even know the names of the people in your campaign who made an agreement.
Actually, I do know the names. I do know the names, but they're not press people. So, no, I said it's an entire team.
I'm not going to give you their names so that you can harass them.
No, you question them.
You call them and say, hey, who did you deal with in the Biden campaign?
Right. Who photoshopped
that? You've got a chance to gotcha the Biden campaign. If there is a real agreement, you've got a chance to prove the Biden campaign are lying little fuck bunnies because they said there was no agreement. And here's your chance, slimy Stevie.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Here's your chance to get them. Give me a name. I'll follow up. I'll prove you right and make the Biden campaign look good. But you can't do that.
Why does this guy have an issue with a journalist looking for a gotcha moment? They should all be doing that.
Exactly. And you should not care.
That's their job.
That means you did something to be gotcha'd.
They're journalists.
Right.
I'm not going to give you their name so that you can harass them.
That's not what you said. I asked you, who is it? You said you don't know who on the team.
Team.
Okay. We're going to have to leave the entire team. Unfortunately, we didn't get a lot of information.
I don't know which individual person on that team.
No worries. We'll give you a chance to maybe get that information. When you find out who from your team made that agreement and the specific agreement, please bring the documents, the emails, the agreement, anything you can provide to substantiate the claim that you made that was used to misinform millions of people in this country.
No, Steve Cortez, thank you so much for your time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I'd like to now bring in...
Cut him off. That's how you deal with Republicans.
And that is why they're going to... It's going to be a bloodbath on election night.
They're going to
fucking lose bigly. And that's why. Because they're all fucking stupid. What a fucking asshole.
I know, right? Right?
I don't know who on the team.
How do people like this work after this?
They don't.
You know, I was thinking about like Katie McNinney. How does she so debased herself and cartoonishly lied and misinformed to the press and the public?
What will happen?
How does she get a job?
Because what will happen is somebody hires her as a consultant for a private firm. I mean, people will be outraged. You know what I mean? They'll be like, you know, boycott the company or something. These people should be shunned from society. And they really should be. No one should hire them.
We do really need to get going pretty fucking soon Nazis. Here, but I want to get this one more story in.
Yes.
Because
right.
It's because of this.
Good evening, America. I'm Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yes, a proud supporter of President Donald J. Trump.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, everybody.
Yay.
Is in the news.
Future generations, because they told you and brainwashed you and fed you lies, stand for an American president who is fearless, who believes in you, and who loves this country. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty, the best is yet to come.
You know what?
To a big empty room. She's got her hands up in the air like Evita to an empty room.
She thinks she's Evita Perón.
Oh, God.
She does.
Too funny.
Wow. God damn. That's crazy.
This is from The New Yorker.
Yes.
Reporting.
Right.
That ex-Fox News host Kimberly Guilfoyle was reportedly forced out of the network under a cloud of scandal 2 years ago.
Damn.
After facing an internal review about a number of lurid allegations of sexual harassment from her former assistant.
Wait, she was a harasseur.
Walking around naked. She made the chick rub her nasty bare thighs at one point.
Jeez.
A new bombshell story from Jane Mayer at The New Yorker offers new reporting on Guilfoyle's exit. She also reports that the network had to secretly pay off that former assistant $4+ million to keep quiet about
Listen,
it.
Listen, Kimberly, we're going to suggest that you ease off on the thigh rubbings. And God.
At the time of her departure, Fox News critic Howard Kurtz reported vaguely on tensions between the former co-host of The Five and the network.
Yeah.
It says the woman was hired in 2015. This is the assistant just out of college to work as assistant for Guilfoyle and another former Fox host, Eric Bolling, who you recall was fired for sending dick pics to people.
Oh, yes.
According to a dozen well-informed sources familiar with her complaints, a dozen.
Damn.
Well-informed sources have confirmed this, that this Guilfoyle, her direct supervisor, subjected her frequently to degrading, abusive, sexually inappropriate behavior among them. She said she was frequently required to work at Guilfoyle's New York apartment while the Fox host displayed herself naked. She was shown photographs of the genitalia of men with whom Guilfoyle had had sexual relations. Look, here's Gavin Newsom's dick.
Here's Eric Bolling's cock.
The complaint also alleged that Guilfoyle spoke incessantly and luridly about her sex life and on one occasion demanded a massage of her bare thighs.
Well, her thigh, that's where she carries her tension.
Other times, she told Guilfoyle told her to submit to a Fox employee's demands for sexual favors.
Oh, fuck.
You should just fuck him.
Yeah.
She encouraged her to sleep with wealthy and powerful men. Said, asked her to critique her naked body. What do you think of my tits? What do you think of these?
God, Kimberly Guilfoyle is...
Do you like my taint? She demanded that she...
Crazy.
The best is yet to come.
Now that makes more sense.
She demanded that she share a room with her on business trips.
Oh, shit.
Required her to sleep over at the apartment and exposed herself to her.
Wow.
Guilfoyle, of course, is denying everything.
Shit, yes. Oh, yes.
But why did they have to pay her $4 million?
I don't know.
To go away and shut
right,
up.
Right, right. Fox News is crazy. It is crazy over there. Especially, is it The Five you said? The Five?
That was the show that she was on. That she...
And Eric Bolling was on that one as well?
No, he had his own show, I think. He was on a different one.
Well, it seems to me, and maybe I'm just, I don't know, it seems that there's a lot of that shit at Fox.
Well, yeah.
Am I crazy or?
Yeah. Well, Ailes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Good evening, America. I'm Destroy. Don't count on the American dream. Your liberty, your freedom. They want to control what you see and think. They want to enslave you to the weak. Burn them down. When you are in trouble, you will not recognize this country or yourself. This election is a battle for the soul of America.
Damn.
Kimberly Guilfoyle turned into a metal song.
You know, the choreography for this just writes itself.
And this one, of course, is a true classic.
Yes.
It's loading. We got to get going here, but
freedom.
My thighs are sore.
Could you rub my thighs?
Freedom and liberty and the American dream. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. President Trump believes in you. Your choice right. is.
Look at all these dicks!
It's okay, it's illegal.
Gavin Newsom. I'm naked.
So there you go, everybody.
Come over and spend the night while I expose myself to you, assistant.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Jesus Christ,
they
Fox
had to pay
News.
$4 million. I mean, that's not Bill O'Reilly territory.
No, Bill O'Reilly was
40
like,
mil.
Yeah, good God.
In sexual harassment payouts they had to make over the years.
They
but,
need some training or something at Fox News or hire people that aren't predators, maybe. I don't know.
Thanks for joining, everybody. We're going to do it again next week. The show will be on at the usual time. We may be live, maybe not.
Yay!
But regardless, we're probably going to do it. Right. Thanks for joining. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon for the little commissione we get every time you buy some shit. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, on the Facebook, Rated R Comedy on the TikTok. Instagram and at RatedRComedy.com.
Fucker. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great afternoon, evening, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be back with this stuff again soon.
The United Shish.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.